News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal appeals court is weighing reinstating a gag order on Donald Trump in the election subversion case. Julie Walker has the arguments.
In court Monday, Donald Trump's lawyer, Jack Sauer, urged the three-judge panel to revoke a gag order against the former president.
The order is unprecedented, and it sets a terrible precedent for future restrictions on core political speech.
The prosecutors said a gag order is necessary to prevent intimidation and threats in the case, which charges the former president with scheming to overturn the 2020 election. The judges, including Brad Garcia, asked skeptical and at times aggressive questions of attorneys on both sides.
This is predictably going to intensify, as well as the threats. And so why isn't the district court justified in taking a proactive measure?
I'm Julie Walker.
In the Israel-Hamas war, no new release of hostages, but the White House says they're working on it hour by hour. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done.
Israeli forces continue to press their offensive in northern Gaza, battling militants around another hospital today. The World Health Organization warns health services in Gaza have suffered catastrophic damage. Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says the concentration of refugees is driving up the risk of epidemics.
It really has been heavy rain. It has flooded a lot of the makeshift camps, and it is generating all kinds of risks. And it's not just the risks of diarrheal disease. The sudden drop in temperature is going to create a problem with pneumonia in children. The stress that those kids are under, the nutritional status that those children have, make it a recipe for epidemic.
Wall Street posted solid gains to begin a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%. The Dow 203 points, or 0.6%. The Nasdaq gaining 1.1%. This is AP News. Populist Javier Milei has won Argentina's presidential election.
His legions of fans call him the madman and the Whig due to his ferocity and unruly mop of hair. Milei refers to himself as the lion. The 53-year-old economist has rocked Argentina's political establishment and become president of South America's second largest economy. Milei tells the cheering crowds, today the impoverishing, omnipresent state model is over. Today the idea that the state is a spoils to be shared among politicians and their friends is over. Milei had 55.7% and his opponent, Economy Minister Sergio Massa, 44.3%, the widest victory margin in a presidential race since Argentina's return to democracy in 1983. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.